This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas negotiators will remain in Cairo for another day at the request of mediators, keeping ceasefire talks going after 2 days with no breakthrough. That's according to an official from the militant group on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan.
The Cairo talks had been billed as a final hurdle to reach the war's first extended ceasefire. It would be a 40-day truce between Israel and Hamas, during which dozens of Israeli hostages would be freed, and aid would be pumped into Gaza to stave off a famine. Three security sources from host and mediator Egypt told Reuters the warring sides still wanted a deal, but still sticking to demands that had held up an agreement so far. Israel says it is interested only in a temporary truce, during which more hostages would be freed. Hamas says it wants any deal to lead to a permanent end to hostilities.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken discussed with Israeli War Cabinet member Benny Gantz at a meeting Tuesday the need to act urgently to enable the delivery of humanitarian aid. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
Secretary Blinken and Minister Gantz also discussed efforts to reach an agreement for a six-week ceasefire that would secure the release of all hostages and help alleviate the suffering of the Palestinian people.
Miller added obstacles to a Gaza ceasefire are not insurmountable. He said in Washington's view, it is possible to reach an agreement between Israel and Hamas. A U.S. destroyer shot down drones in a missile launched by Yemen's Houthi rebels toward it in the Red Sea, according to the U.S. Military Central Command. The assault targeted the USS Kearney, which is a Burke-class destroyer. The rebels claimed the attack, though they said that they targeted two American warships. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Tuesday welcomed the International Criminal Court's arrest warrants for two top Russian commanders for suspected war crimes in Ukraine. VOA's Rick Pantaleo explained.
The International Criminal Court said Tuesday that there were reasonable grounds to believe that Sergei Kobylash and Viktor Sokolov were responsible for missile strikes by forces under their command against the Ukrainian electric infrastructure. This is Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. These are obvious crimes, Russia's war crimes and crimes against humanity. And it is precisely in this regard that the International Criminal Court made a principled move. The ICC said the attacks on Ukraine's electrical grid caused civilian harm and damage that would have been clearly excessive to any expected military advantage. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are likely edging closer to solidifying their nominations on the country's so-called Super Tuesday. Many voters are rather saying that they'd see a different matchup in November. AP Sagar Magani.
Justin Butler is not thrilled with the prospect of Biden-Trump Part 2.
Both of them are too old.
He voted for Dean Phillips in Arkansas, but if it comes down to it, Biden will get his vote in November.
I'll vote for anybody but Trump.
In Tennessee, Joseph Hudson says he thinks Trump will make a strong president again.
As long as he stays focused and does not become vengeful.
While in Alabama.
I was a Trump supporter. The guy scares me to death.
Charles Bolton voted for Nikki Haley, but if she drops out, he will back Trump again.
Yeah. Biden is a loose cannon. He's actually worse than Trump as far as I'm concerned.
It is what it is.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Haiti's embattled prime minister landed in Puerto Rico as he tries to return to Haiti to quell a surge in violent gang attacks. Officials told the Associated Press that Ariel Henry landed late Tuesday afternoon at the international airport in the capital of San Juan. Henry was expected to travel to Dominican Republic, later to fly to Haiti, but the government of the Caribbean nation closed its air borders as the gangs in Haiti continue to escalate their attacks on key targets such as prisons and the main international airport. Capping one of our top stories, a U.S. destroyer has shot down drones and a missile launched by Yemen's Houthi rebels toward it in the Red Sea. That's according to the U.S. Military Central Command on Tuesday. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.